So we're up to Daf Tesamid Beis, Amar Rabba Barav Huna. Let's just see if we have the place. We're going to count up from the bottom approximately 10 lines. And the first word of the line is Mibifnim. And if you go across that line, you'll see Amar Rabba. Now, just one second, I made a slight mistake over here. A little bit higher than that. It would be, I think, about 12 lines up from the bottom. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Nira Mibachutz, Vishavim Mibifnim Nidon Mishum Lechi. So Rabba maintains that lenient position that if you have a case of a Lechi, which is obvious to the spectator who's outside the Mavui, he's standing in the Rishus HaRabim, even though it's not obvious to the Bnei HaMavui, who are inside the Mavui, because Shaveh Mibifnim, Shaveh means from the way the eye perceives that Lechi, it's nothing more than a continuation of that coast, so that's called Shaveh. Shaveh means it's the Hemshech of that wall, only if you're standing on the outside, do you see that it has another section to it, as we discussed yesterday, and therefore the person standing on the outside sees it. That's enough of a heker. The lechi is valid, and you're allowed to carry in this mavui. And we had a machlokas about that in the Gemara yesterday. Rabba is of the opinion that it's okay. Now the Gemara is going to ask a question. It's very interesting that Rabba Bar Rav Huna is going to ask, in a sense, a question to himself. Amar Rabba Umosvina Nashmaitin. He speaks about himself in the royal we ask Akasha on this Shmaita, on this Shmua. Shmua means on this statement, on this ruling. And this Kasha is based on a Mishnah later on in Masechta Erevin. And the Mishnah speaks about two chatzeros. One is a smaller one and one is a larger one. So what you have is you have a bunch of houses on your right, and they share a common courtyard. You have a bunch of houses on your left, and they share a common courtyard. And you know, these two common courtyards, a smaller one on the right and a larger one on the left, they are separated by a wall, and then the wall falls down. That's called Nifritza. Nifritza. So let's read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chatzer Ktana, which is right next to a Chatzer Gedolah, and Nifritza. That means the entire wall that separates the two chatzeros fell, but now it's le-gidola. What it means, le-gidola, means now when you go out into the chatzah k'tana, you could go straight into the chatzah gdola. There's no longer a barrier or coastal that separates you. Now, we have to add another very important point over here. When the Mishnah says Nifritza L'Gdola, as opposed to Nifritza L'Ktana, meaning it's a situation where there's nothing separating the Ktana from the Gdola, but the other way is not true. There still is something separating the Gdola from the Ktana. Now you might ask me, how is that physically possible? And the answer is that since the Chatzah Gdola is larger, then it has walls that on both sides, which are beyond the width of the Ktana, because again the Gdola is wider than the Ktana, those walls go forward towards the Ktana, and then What happens is that those walls that, shall I say, move, we'll call it, again, I never know what language to use, but I call it east to west, if you follow what I mean. So part of that wall on each side goes in and attaches to the walls of the Ketana. Let me just see if I can draw a little bit of a picture that maybe would clarify. So you have houses here and houses here, and the Chatzar Gdola is here, then, and the Ketana has a wall here. Let me see if this helps you at all. I don't know if you could see that. And what you have is, this is the Chatzer HaGdola, which is broader than the Chatzer Ketana.
The light is shining on it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. So you follow, what the point I'm trying to make is that, again, I don't know if I'm able to do this, but that the Chatzer Ketana is completely parutz into the Gedola. The Gedola, on the other hand, still has part of the Mechitza. And the reason why there's still part of the Mechitza there is because since this is a larger courtyard, then the Mechitza is still standing on both sides, but that part that would have, had the Mechitza not been broken down, would have separated the Ketana from the Gedola, that entire part piece of Kosel is completely gone. So that from the Ketana, you go straight into the Gedola. There's no Shirayim, there's nothing left to that original Kosel, original Mechitza that separated the Ketana from the Gedola. On the other hand, the Mechitza from the perspective of the Gedola that separated the Gedola from the Ketana still stands to some extent. Of course, it goes in this way, it goes in that way. And you begin to see how this is related to our sugya, where you have a lechi that can only be seen and recognized as such from one perspective, mibachutz, but not mibifnim, here also. You know, if it depends where your perspective is. If you're standing in the Chatzer HaGdola, you still see the Mechitza that separates the Gedola from the Ketana because it's still left on both sides. But if you're standing here in the Chatzer Ketana, it's completely different. So, again, it would be...
Why could that be considered one Chatzer? I mean, presumably they put up...
You see, here's the problem. If you consider it as one Chatzer, then the Bnei HaGdola, right, these houses here that are in the Gdola, these guys here, are going to need some sort of an Eruv, you know, together with the Chatzer Ketana.
If they had the Eruv, then it could be considered...
Right.
Okay.
So let's just read the Mishnah and then we'll get the gist of it. The Mishnah is saying that Chatzer Ketana Shenifritza, it's completely parutz into the Gdola, Lagdola. But as far as the Gedola is concerned, on two sides, it still has you know, Shirayim vestiges of the Mechitza. Is Gedola Muteres uKtana Asura? There's no problem carrying from the houses into the Chatzer Gedola, because as far as the Gedola is concerned, they still have this Mechitza. And it's not Prutza Bimloa, it's not completely open into the smaller Chatzer. And since it has those Mechitzos on the side that goes into the Chatzer, spills into the Chatzer Ketana on that point, so the Bnei HaChatzer, the Chatzer Gdola, can make an Erev Chatzeros, they nom levein atzmam, amongst the houses that spill into the Chatzer Gdola. and now they can carry from their homes into the chatzer. Again, we haven't discussed yet how far they could go, but let's say at least within the bounds of the chatzer gedola, they can certainly carry there, because since the mechitzas are left, we now still have a chatzer that's separated from the ketana. It's an independent entity because of its own mechitzos. The b'nei chatzer hagdola are not dependent upon the b'nei chatzer ketana. They don't have to invite them to join in one common eruv. But on the other hand, ketana, as far as those who are living on the other side, we called it the right side, that are now interested in carrying from their homes into their smaller chatzer, asura, they no longer have the ability to allow tiltul into the chatzer, even though they made an eruv amongst themselves, but now they're totally dependent upon the chatzer agdola, because it's paritz legamri b'mloa into the gdola. And they know their eruv chatzeros, they meaning the b'nei haktana, is no longer valid, because now they depend upon the b'nei hagdola. I'll just read to you his note on the bottom. And he writes, one second, I just want to make sure. Oh, here it is. Chachamim asu l'taltel mibatim l'chatzeros im lo irvu kol habatim shebechatzer. So you cannot carry from your house into the courtyard, that's a common courtyard to the house, unless they make an eruv. Shekol bnei habatim shebechotzer yadichu pas bi'echad me'habatim shebechotzer. So they'll leave a loaf of bread as a common loaf in the house of one of the batim in that chotzer. Va'eruv matir l'taltel me'habayis l'chotzer. So now he can carry into the chatzer based on an Erev Chatzeros. He tells you in the footnote that the laws of Erev Chatzeros are going to be covered from the sixth parak of Erevin all the way to the ninth parak of Erevin. 6, 7, 8, 9. 4 prakim. So that's exciting news. I'm sure you're all very excited that we're going to have 4 prakim in Mesechta Erevin to deal with Erev Chatzeros. Okay. Now we have 2 chatzeros psucho zulazu. And now we want to know, do they each depend on each other? As you said before, Don, it's one large chatzer, and you have to get everyone together to make an eruv. So the eruv that was made by each group is not enough, because you know that you've got to get everyone in the chatzer. Now it's one large chatzer. So you have shtei chatzeros psucho zulazu. Im yesh mechitza b'tzad ha-pesach, if there's a mechitza that separates the 2 chatzeros, einam nechshavas kechatzer achas. It's called achas each chatzer, yichol li'arev, erev chatzeros li'atzma, make its own independent erev chatzeros. And then each group of batim would be allowed to carry into that chatzer. But avol im ein ha-mechitzos, if the mechitzos are not there to separate the 2 chatzeros, v'shtei ha-chatzeros prutzos legamri zu lezu, if would be parts legamri on both sides, without any vestige of mechitz at all, hei nechsheves chatzer achas tzuchim li'arev ki'achat. They need one erev for all of them. And then im lo irvu yachat, kol achas me'achatzeros osros al chatzer shniyah. Each one of the chatzeros that was not included in the Erev generates an Isra on the other chatzer. V'yein achas mehen yichol li'arev Erev chatzeros li'atzma. Okay, so that's a Mishnah later on in Mesechta Erev. But nidon kan, in our case, ha-chatzer ha-ktana nifritza l'gamre l'chatzer ha-gdola. Right, whatever wall separated the ketana from the gedola is gone. Shehi rechava yosem echatzah ketana nimtza shalagavi chatzah ketana hapirtza goremes shetei prutza bimloa lechatzah gedola. She has no mechitza left that separates her, the chatzah ketana, from the gedola. And therefore, from the this is the relativity theory of Einstein, right? From the relative to the chatzah ktana, she is considered chatzah achas im chatzah gdola. And therefore, unless the bnei haktana join up with an eruv chatzeros from the bnei agdola, she, the chatzah ktana is asura, because she's prutzel legamre, open completely into the chatzah gdola, and she can only have an eruv together with the bnei chatzah gdola, and in the absence of that eruv, you cannot carry from the batim of the chatzah ktana into the chatzah at all. That's Roman numeral number one. However, as far as the bnei chatzah agdol is concerned, so again, mibnei shehi bepischa shel hagdola, in other words, kepischa shel hagdola, in other words, basically, we reduce the chatzah ktana to an opening into the chatzah gdola. It's just like a pesach. Oh, one second. I'm sorry. Let me go over this one more time. Again, chatzah ktana shenifetzol gdola is agdola muteres uktana sura. Now, I'm just trying to figure out. Mipnei shehi kepischa shel gdola. Just a second. Sorry. My mistake. The mipnei here goes back to the reisha. That the reisha says that gdola muteres. Why is the gdola muteres? Mipnei shehi kepischa shel gdola. In other words, the breakage of that mechitza is to be viewed or to be defined as a pesach from the chatzah gdola into another area, right? You can enter into the chatzah gdola from many different openings, many different entranceways. So now that the that piece of wall that no longer exists becomes an entranceway. It's a pesach. And why is that? Kevan sheyesh mechitzos mishnei tzidei apirtza. Right, because the mechitzos of the original chatzer, I'm talking about the chatzah gdola, on both sides still exist. What do you mean the mechitzos still exist? We just said the mechitzah fell down. The answer is there's still something left to the mechitzah. Again, this is going to have to... I'm hoping that we'll see this, but just shooting from the hip, we would have to assume that the opening here is less than 10 amos. Let me just throw that out there, and we'll see if I'm correct. So anyway, yesh mechitzos mishnei tzidei apirtza. Therefore, ein hachatzah gdola nechsheves kiprutza b'melah lachatzah ktana. It's not, from the perspective of the gdola, it's not that the gdola completely opens into and becomes part of the chatzah ktana. And that's because it still has those mechitzos on both studim, both sides of the pirtza. And that's in my little diagram here. What I'm talking about now is this part of the mechitza. You remember was completely gone. If you could see it, if you can't see it, doesn't matter. And this part of the mechitza on both sides. I didn't do a great job in my drawing, but those two sides, which are the original mechitza that separate the chatzah agdola from the ketana, they still exist. And therefore, what we're going to consider is that this area, which now is open, is just called a pesach of the chatzah ketana. So from the perspective, of the chatzah agdola, from the perspective of the ketana, it's prutzel legamre, right? There's nothing that from the original mechitza that separates it from the gedola. So the proof, the chatzah ketana is totally dependent upon the gedola. Oh, now the Gemara is going to ask Akasha. This is Rabba asking himself Akasha. V'im Isa. If we're going to go with the principle of a lechi that is nira mibachutz, it could be seen from the outside, it's obvious to the eye, but eino nira mibifnim, it cannot be recognized for the inside of the mavui, nidon mishum lechi, according to Rabbah, is ktana nami tishtere. Why would the ktana be nishtere? Bin nira mibachutz v'shavi bifnim. What that means is that although if you're standing here, it looks like it's prutzel legamre, so if you're standing in the chotzak tana, you cannot see those mechitzos that separated, but if you'd be standing in the chotzak dola, you'd be able to see these mechitzos. So why can't these mechitzos be operative on behalf of the chotzak tana? You'll tell me, well, the chotzak tana doesn't see these mechitzos. But it doesn't matter, I can see it from here. And basically what Rabbah is doing here is he's postulating an equation. What is this equation? Kishem shelagabe lechi. Eino tzorach shal lechi yiroa mibifnim. Just like in the case of lechi, Rabbah holds the opinion that you don't have to see the lechi from inside the mavui. Is hu adin. We should apply the analogy. Even though standing on the inside of the chotzak tana, looking straight ahead, I don't see any mechitzas. It's completely parut. But nevertheless, since I would stand, if I were to stand on the other side in the chotzak gdola, I would perceive these mechitzos. Let those mechitzos be valid mechitzos, even as far as the chotzak tana is concerned. V'yafal gav de'ena mechitzos niros mibifnim. And if that be the case, then the conclusion would be, al yidei zeh, lo te'ea chotzak tana, prutza b'mlo l'chotzak gdola. The chotzak tana has those mechitzos. So basically, again, these mechitzos are not the sole possession and monopolized by the chotzak gdola. Why? Because although you can only see them from the perspective of the chotzak gdola, but nevertheless those mechitzos on the two sides that still exist are mechitzos even as far as the chotzak tan is concerned. It doesn't matter where you see them. Once you've defined that as a mechitza, and therefore it's mutter in the chotzak gdola, then you have to accept it as mechitza even relative to the chotzak tan. A mechitza is a mechitza is a mechitza. Ah, you'll tell me, but it's not nikar? From the perspective of the B'nai HaChotzer HaKtana. So if you walk out of those houses on the right, all you see in front of you is a chotzak gdola. You don't see any mechitza separating you from the chotzak gdola. But nevertheless, if you were to stand in the chotzak gdola, you would see those mechitzos. And therefore, once I establish those mechitzos relative to the chotzak gdola, they should also function as mechitzos vis-a-vis the chotzak tana. And where do we find a precedent to that logic, that even if I can't see the mechitzos, they're still valid? And the answer is, we saw that in the case of a lechi, that even though it's shava mibifnim, that lechi that was added to the wall is the hemshech, is the continuation of that wall, so in the marvel you don't see that lechi, but nevertheless, it's nira mibachutz, because if I'm standing in the Rishus HaRabim looking at this lechi, I will see the lechi, and that's good enough, and that's valid enough, even as far as the B'nai HaMavli are concerned. A lechi becomes a lechi once it's recognizable from the outside. So this is Rabbi's kasha on himself. Amar Rav Zeira. So Rav Zeira comes to reconcile this Mishnah with the Shita of Rabbah of Shava Mibifnim, that if it's nira mibachutz, even though it's Shava Mibifnim, it's valid. On Rabbi Zera, what's the case here in the Mishnah that we quoted about the Chotzak Tana and the Chotzak Gdola? Kan b'nichnosim kosle aktana le gedola. So let me see if I can somehow draw this. Again, we're talking about the kosle haktana. Again, if you could see it, these are the kosle aktana. They don't end over here. They continue. Did you see what I added here? This is the chatz haktana, and the ksalim of the kosle haktana protrude into the chatz hagdola. And what that means is, and we'll explain it as we go along, according to Reb Zeira's logic, it cuts off this mechitza vis-a-vis the ketana. In other words, in the Havamina, the Gemara assumed, in the Mishnah, we talk about a case where the kosel haktana is at a 90 degree angle with this mechitza. So if the kosel haktana ends at the point of this mechitza of the gedola, then we should be able to consider this as a mechitza, and it's a Pesach from both sides. But now we're saying that the kosel haktana nichnasim, right, they extend even beyond that 90 degree angle where they would meet up with the two mechitzas on the two sides. Now, Rashi adds another point here, that how far into the Chatz HaGedolah do the two ksalim on the right and the left of the ketana extend? How far in do they protrude? Rashi says, 2 amos or more. And the Ritva is going to try to explain what made Rashi come up with this 2 amos or more. Let's leave that for the time being. Okay. Now, let's understand the logic of Rav Zera. We understand the Metzius, now we have to understand the logic. We can no longer consider the Mechitzas on the wide side of the Chatzer. He says, Yevshal ha-hachshiv es ha-mechitzos Sheberochav hachotzer hagdola mishnei tzidi hachotzer ktana kilu heinam hachitza shal ktana kemen shenikar sheinam hemsheich hachitza shala. In other words, according to Reb Zeira, if you change the physical reality here in such a way that it makes it impossible for us to recognize that these mechitzos separate the two chatzeros, then we cannot rely on these mechitzos. What makes it obvious that these mechitzos are no longer the mechitzos that separate the ketana from the gedola? Again, even if you were standing inside the gedola, and then we said before, well, when you're standing inside the gedola, it looks like you have a mechitza with a Pesach in it that separates the two chatzeros. But that only makes sense if you can view the two sides of the mechitza that are still standing as if they continue in a straight line, as they did originally, and separate the two chatzeros. Then you can come up with your question, let the B'nai Chatz HaKtana remain an independent element with their own Eruv. But when it becomes absolutely obvious that these two pieces that come, you know, on a 90 degree angle, cutting in to the left and to the right, are no longer connected to the Chatz HaKtana, I don't see them as such, because the walls of the Chatz HaKtana penetrate even beyond those two mechitzos into the Chatz HaGdola. So then we cannot consider the mechitzos as if those mechitzos serve or function as mechitzos of the Chatz HaKtana, because in a sense they cut off, because those mechitzos now hit up against the brick wall on both sides, separating the Chatz HaKtana from the Chatz HaGdola. Okay, so far so good. Now, as far as the Rashi says that it enters in 2 amos or more, He writes here in the name of the Ritva, Taima shel Rashi shepir shenim shochim harvei litoch hachotza gdolo kadesh lo nomar lovud. Okay, now the sugi of lovud is about to come up in the sugi, in the Gemara. So maybe we'll get back to the Ritva a little bit later on.
Correct.
Into the larger one. So you have the two ksolim on the right and the left of the chotzer ktana. Here the batim. Here are the two ksolim. And now those ksolim continue at least a significant amount, which is two amos in Rashi's perspective, into the chotzer agdola, which now separates the two mechitzos coming from the gdola on the right and the left from closing off the ketana. They no longer look like mechitzos of the ketana, because the ketana's mechitzos and the ksolim continue in, beyond. That's the logic of Rabbi Zera. Now let me just see for a second. I'm trying to remind myself of what this kasha was. If you don't mind, I'm just going to read to myself something, and then if I could just jolt my memory. Bechatz Agdola Nira Bienov Shak Solim Shemishneit Stodi Pirtzachotzer Agdola Him Roshe Akosel Shal Chotzer Haktano Umisham Akosel Naset Saryoser Lesoch Ha Chotz Agdola Vzeichosh Kelechi Hanira mi bachutz. Umized donu lochiach shel lechi nimshach me'achori kol salmovi ani nechshav lechi hanira mi bachutz. See, I don't have all the details down, but let me just give you in a general sense at this point in the sugya the flavor of Tosis Dira Maskel Kosel. Again, we would probably need a month to go through this Tosis Dira Maskel Kosel. But at least to get the, if you can call it, the tip of the iceberg here. Tosis understands that the kasha that Rabbi was asking was not the way Rashi had it, that if you have a lechi that's nirah mibachutz, that would serve for the nirah mibifnim, for the mibifnim, even though they don't see the lechi, they don't. As therefore, we can make a jump as far as these mechitzos is concerned. And we'd say the same thing, that if these mechitzos can be seen from the perspective of the chotzer gdola, they should serve therefore as mechitzos even for the chotzer ktana. Tosis doesn't understand that way. Tosis wants to tighten the equation here, the analogy. And Tosis wants to suggest that these two pieces of the chotzer that are left actually serve as a lechi. Each one is as a lechi. Again, we only need one lechi, but I'm just saying as a lechi. Why? Because at the end of the two ksolim, one on the right and the left, you now have a 90-degree turn. And you turn into the mechitzos that are still left from the chotzer agdola. At that point, at the 90-degree point, what you have is a lechi. Again, that might depend on the size of that, you know, leftover vestige mechitza. But let's assume we can solve that problem. So Tosa says, you now have a lechi. Again, if you're standing in the chatzah ketani, you don't see that lechi. But if you stand in the chatzah gdola, you will see the lechi. And therefore, the equation here is not some sort of, you know, well, if it works lechi here, that it's nearer mibachutz, and that's okay. So even if the machitza is nearer mibachutz, it should be okay. No, no, no. You don't need that, says Tosus. The Gemara is analyzing here midin lechi. And again, even though the lechi is not visible and recognizable to the omed mibifnim, it's recognizable to the omed mibachutz. In fact, again, I'm always limited here because of the problem that we're not in the same room, but we actually have on the previous sugya a picture of this. Let me see if I could find it. Yeah, I don't. Again, you may or may not remember. About a day or two ago, I quoted to you the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef's picture of a nira mibachutz lechi, v'ena nira mibifnim, right, shav mibifnim, is a case where the kosel, I have a picture of it here, maybe I could show it to you if you could see it, the kosel ends up with a piece that's perfectly aligned with the hemshech ha-kosel, but it moves outward, that piece. Okay, let me just see if I could show this to you. This was the Beis Yosef. Now, I'm going to show you a page that has three pictures on it, but you have to look at the bottom picture. Don't be confused by the top two. Can you see the bottom picture here? I don't know, with the camera and the lights and all this, I'm not sure how good I am here. Okay, I guess that was not a great successful experiment. But in any event, let me try to like verbally picture this for you. Let's say I'm coming down the Rishus HaRabim, entering into the Mavui. What I see on the right side, doesn't have to be right, the right side, is I see a flat piece of kosel that turns at a 90 degree angle as an L-shaped, flat up against the kosel mavui. Oh boy. So again, this is probably going to be another, here's the kosel mavui, and then I add a piece here, right? So from the perspective of kosel mavui, you'll only see that this part, but it from outside I'll see it goes all the way protrudes out that way. So that was the Beis Yosef's opinion. And if you take a look at our picture over here, of our sugya with the Mishnah, then that's exactly what you have here. You have this, forget about this, the answer of Rabbi Zera, but you have a 90 degree angle over here, so that from this perspective, you're seeing that lechi that juts out, just like in the picture of the Beis Yosef. That's Tosus's approach. It's a little bit different than Rashi's approach. Rashi is saying that there's some sort of analogy here. Okay, let's go on and try to understand the Gemara's kasha. Now, the Gemara's next kasha, which starts with the word volema, is predicated on an assumption which comes from a statement later on. Okay, and that's going to be a brisa Rav Ada in a minute. But let's just try to get the facts on the ground. The Gemara understands, based on a brisa, that the case in the Mishnah is where the chatzar gdola is wider than the chatzar ketana by just a bit. In other words, we're talking about on each side three tfachim. Again, I have a diagram here, and in the diagram, the Chatzar Gdola is 11 amos wide, whereas the Chatzar Ktana is 10 amos wide. That's based on a braisa. So that the extra width, the broadness of this Chatzar Gdola on each side is 3 tfachim, right? Because an amo is made up of 6 tfachim. Now we have to assume that the kosel itself takes up a little bit of space. It's got a little thickness. Which means that the distance between the Chatzar HaKtana and the Chatzar HaGdola on each side is less than 3 tfachim. And that's going to lead us to the next kasha of the Gemara, Valema Lavud. Now what Lavud does is allows me to bridge the gap of a distance that's less than 3 tfachim, as if the two were contiguous. So now what we have here is, we have the kosel of the ktana, which really is attached to the kosel of the gdola, because the distance between the two is less than 3 tfachim. I'll read it to you in the Hebrew. He says, Kevan shekosle ha'orech shalachotz ha'ktana smuchim lekosle ha'orech shel ha'chotz ha'gdola v'ein b'neim shlosha tfachim nechshav kilu yesh chibur ze lezeh v'yidei zeh kol ha'shetach shebeneim yeh nechshav kisosum. Okay, I'm not sure what that word sasu means here in this context, but give me a second. He says, V'af l'gabi achotz ha'ktana nachshiv stima zu shel lovud kimechitzos mishnei tzidei kosel ha'orech hanechnosim tochotz ha'gdolo v'tishtere af chotz ha'ktana tia muteres b'tilto shal yidei alechayayim hanirim mibachutz Nechsheves she'ena prutza bimaloa lechatz ha'gdola. Again, Rabos, I would have to read this about 50 times, but if you don't mind, let's just, you know, tafas the meruba. You know, sometimes you can't get everything and you have to be satisfied with less than everything. What I gather here, although I can't tell you that every word fits, is that if the distance between the kosle haktana that jut out on both sides and the kosle hagdola that jut out on both sides is less than 3 tfachim, and again that's based on a braisa that the width of the ktana is 10 amos and of the gdola is 11 amos, is then we should be able to be matir the Chatzar Ktana by considering it as sasum. So that's where that word sasum is very critical. We see it as a closed area unto itself. Now how does that work? Why is that considered sasum? If it's less than 3 tfachim on both sides, so that's going to be considered sasum. What does he mean? In other words, that distance is now going to be, we're going to cross that gap, close that gap. So why is that called sasum? Nachshiv kilu sheish chibur zel zel yidei ka kol ha-shetach shebeinim nechshav kisosum v'af legabi chotzer ha-ktano nachshiv stima zu shal lovud kimechitzos mishnei tzidei kosle orach shanich nosim l'toch kimechitzos mishnei tzidei ha-kosel ha-orach.
I think I got it. Rabosai, you've got the Chatzar HaGdola. Now,
if the area that separates the Kosleya Ketana from the Gedola is less than 3 Tefachim, so we apply Lavud, then what Lavud allows me to do, this is the magic of Lavud, is to close the area. It's like, what should I say, you know, you've got a mechitza of a sukkah that doesn't reach all the way up to the top of the schach, but the distance between the mechitza and the schach is less than 3 tefachim, so we apply lavud. And what lavud allows me to do is what's called listom, stima. We can close that area. Close off that area as if it's closed. So now, if we close off the area between the two ksalim on both sides, then we end up with a mechitza hasosemes es hachotzer ktana. Now again, we have to know more about the details of a mechitza and what the dimensions would have to be, because, you know, in this case we have very, you know, very minimal mechitzas. We got 3 tefachim here and 3 tefachim there, but maybe that's enough under certain circumstances. And in a funny sort of sense, it's like a lechi, right? We had a mandioru who says lechi mishum mechitza, and a lechi is very thin, and yet we can imagine as if it closes off the fourth wall, so to speak. It serves as a fourth wall. So here in the case,
why wouldn't it be considered as if now it's one wall and therefore it's one large chatzer?
Correct. That's Don, what I was racking my brains on. But what I came up with is the following. The key word here in the presentation of the Masifta is the word sasum, right? Because the Gemara wants to be matir, the chatzer ketan is a separate independent element. That's the Gemara's kasha now. Through lavud, we're going to achieve the following goal, that the Bnei HaChotzer Aktana are allowed to carry into this Chotzer Aktana without an Eruv, which means that they form a separate independent entity. How do we do that? By setting up a Mechitza as if the original Mechitza was still there, right? That, what do we have? We have the Chotzer Aktana has the facade of the buildings, right? That's one Mechitza. It's got a kosa on the right, a kosa on the left. And now, if it's Nifritza, if it's completely open to the Chatzah Gdola, then we need a different kind of an Eruv. But if we can set up that fourth Mechitza, then the Chatzah Ketana remains a separate entity. Now, the Mechitza's gone, right? It broke down. It was breached. So how do we replace it, so to speak? And the answer is that Lovud in this case is going to function to replace that Mechitza. So let's say you're standing in the Chatzah Ketana and you're looking towards the Chatzah Gdola. What you see is a Mechitza of 3 Tefachim on the right and another Mechitza of 3 Tefachim on the left. Now you'll ask me, well, I looked and I didn't see those Mechitzas. The answer is because you can't see Lovud. Lovud is invisible. But the Lovud means that since the distance between this mechitza and that mechitza is less than 3 tefachim, we could be so semit, like the case I gave you in sukkah, where we close off that top part of the sukkah, which was actually open. That's what lavud is able to achieve for me, and that's called sasu. So I now have mechitzos that cut off, so to speak, or separate the chatzah ketana from the chatzah gedola.
This is with the far wall, not the walls to the right and to the left. If I'm standing at the entrance of the small chatzer, I'm looking to the back wall. That's the part that's the lavud, right? That it's connecting to the back wall.
No.
I'm not sure what you mean by the back wall. You know, my back is against the buildings of the Ketana, correct? And my face is looking towards the Gedola. I now have two Ksalim that enter into the Chatzar Gedola, correct? Right, that's what we explained with Reb Zera. Okay, fine. They enter in, but how far are they from the ksalim of the chatzer agdola? On each side, we say the less than three tvachim. So when you look at that little area, you know, if you could actually stand there, and it's an airspace between the two ksalim, the one, you don't mind being a little bit uncomfortable, stuffed into this small area. On your left, you've got the Kosel HaKtana. On your right, you have the Kosel HaGdola. And this area is so small that separates these two Ksalim that it's less than three Tvachim. So what I could do now is I could draw an imaginary line going from east to west that is so same that closes the area between the two Ksalim. So now when I look out from the, again, getting back to my standing, you know, looking from the Chatzer Ketana, what I see at the end of my Chatzer is actually a stima. I see actually a mechitza of less than three tvachim that forms at the end of my kosel. That's the best I can do here to try to explain the Gemara's kashi of a tishtere. That's where the Gemara puts the question mark.
But it seems to me, I know we'll probably come to the conclusion, but it seems to me that what happens there is that Lavod actually makes the walls as if it's one wall. In other words, the walls of the larger one now become the walls of the smaller one.
No, that's going to just confuse us. Don, why? Because again, our goal is to get to understand the Gemara's Vitishtere. Right? Vitishtere means that we don't need the Bnei Chatzer Gedola. The Bnei Chatzer Ketana are on their own, so to speak. You know, they're independent. So what we need is not to combine the two Ksalim, but rather to set up a third mechitza, which is actually the fourth mechitza, I should be more precise, of this Chatzer Ketana. So what I need is not to bridge the gap between the two ksalim in the direction of north-south and make it as if there's one continuous kosel, because that's just going to make life miserable for us. You're going to combine the two chatzeros, and then even the chatz agdola maybe would be prohibited. I don't know. But what we want to do is we want to create a machitza that goes from right to left, not north to south. We don't want to continue the kosel of the ketana and have it merge with the kosel of the gedola. That's going to just create headaches. What we want to do is create a mechitza that goes in the opposite direction. Do you follow what I mean? In other words, if going from the right to the left, you know what I mean?
I understand that, but then maybe I'm not understanding Lavot. Lavot means that the two walls are less than three fucking distance. Therefore, they're considered as if they're together?
No, not that they're together, but that they're closed, that the empty space between one mechitza and the other is filled in. Now, what I want to do is, I want to fill in the space between the Chatzer HaGdola, which has a wall that's on my right, and the Chatzer HaKtana, which is a little bit towards its left. I want to fill in that space between the two. Again, that's my paradigm was the case of a sukkah, where I have a mechitza, a dofen as we call it, and it doesn't reach all the way up to the schach. That's a problem. But if the dofen reaches within three tvachim of the schach, then I just fill in the middle there. That's called stima. I'm so same it, as if I can add a piece. So now I'm adding a piece of wall. What I want to do now is I want to be so same this area that separates the two ksalim, and that's going to give me a wall. If that gives me a wall, then I've got a wall on my right, a wall on my left, and that's going to be so same the Chatzer HaKtana. And that's why the Gemara says Vitishtere.
I'm not copying it because if you're closing the walls, you're closing you're closing the walls between the two walls. You're closing the space between the two walls, not the space between the two small walls. You're not closing the space, the open space of the Chatzer Ketan. You're closing the space between the two walls, the extended walls of the small one and the walls of the large one. That's
right, but Don, I can't move one wall over to the other wall. That I can't do. What I can do is I can close off the airspace between the two walls, and that creates a mechitza. That's what I think. All right, you know what? Give me a little bit more a time for, you know, to sleep on it, so to speak, till tomorrow. And Bli Neder, we're up to V'chi Tema. I'll make a note for myself, at least you can make a note if you like. And we'll see if we can clarify this. You know what? Do me a favor, Don. Only because I'm a little bit pressured for time now, so I want to end right now.